This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across the country. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite. To our first responders, especially to those in El Paso and Dayton. We've got your six on this program. We understand. We're working with you the best we can. We understand. And we've got your six. So please remember that. EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. We thank you for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance people, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting that mail for delivery today. Let's not forget also the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers, keeping America's people rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Joining us right now, 7 past the hour, Ms. Rosemary. Howdy, kiddo.
Good morning, Captain. Holy moly, holy moly, what a weekend. You know.
Holy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll turn that around. I mean, good
yeah,
Lord.
Yeah, holy moly. You know, I want to say, I'm almost speechless because what can you say? But Friday when we went off air, I was going to dedicate tonight, which is, you know, Monday, Sunday night, to our first responders, to something I never do, just the first responders, the police, the firefighters, emergency workers, and military, and of course, all the vets, because that's what makes up a lot part of our show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just going to go ahead and do that, because the captain beat me to it, and he's correct. And I never knew, wow, we saw people jump in action there. But I do want to say, yeah, I was deeply affected. It's very hard for me to watch my TV sometimes because of a lot of noise I'm around. People don't care. You have to turn it up really loud, and you know, I have very good hearing. So it was a rough weekend there, but I had to see it. I had to get to the end of it. And you know, then when they got to Ohio, I really feel in my heart that, you know, we have a lot of satanic groups going on. And Satan is behind so very, very many things, and they don't mind telling you that they serve Satan. I know there's a new group I heard about in Alaska. I'm trying to follow this around, but this is a time when, in fact, there was a call-in on a radio show a while ago, and where some guy just gently called in, and I like what he said. He said, you know, we're becoming like a society of godlessness and lawlessness.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, we must never let that go. I said, ooh, those are my words. And you know what? That's in the Bible. That toward these days, that's what we're going to see, a lot of lawlessness. These people don't care if they're caught. They don't care what they do. And they have no sense of godliness within them. We absolutely understand that. It's hard for me to wrap my mind around the people that live like this. It's almost as if they have no conscience. They want to be caught. They do not care. When you go openly and kill as many as you can, and this other guy, I guess his sister was even involved in
yeah, he violence. Obviously, the sister was obviously one of the targets.
Yeah, I wonder if on purpose.
Probably because she was probably not as he was. He was in a demonic cult
right,
of some
right.
sort.
That's mm-hmm. right. I'm saying people, when they belong to these, and I want to say something. Everybody has freedom of religion. So So don't go there with me and say, well, they don't. Well, but yeah, but you know something? When you start going around killing people and you just like the Islam group and a lot of them, that does not make that right.
Mm-hmm.
So we have certain things that are not right. And I will tell you, if you, and we have one in here, right here, in here where I live, she knows. I'm just going to put it the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
That you know, the Satanism is, it's, you pay a high price for that. So that's all I'm going to say. I wouldn't want to be you.
Yeah, eventually, down the line, you bet.
Absolutely. And it's in a hell that you never want to, you know, Satan's always been around. But we're, I think the groups are just getting out there more where they're gathering together.
We have to take into consideration the Internet and these refuges they have, which I...
Thing, yes.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I want you to say
No,
it.
You go ahead.
Well, he's true. You know, the Internet plays a special role. I don't particularly have it. I don't have one. But on the other hand, it's the beast system. A lot comes through there that really, this is where people are getting together. You're right, the dark side, the darkness of it. And I think I've been beating that drum for a long time, but we're seeing it really now in full force. And it's sad. It's sad that, I mean, they can teach you how to make a bomb or whatever, I guess, just about now. I mean, anything you can find.
That's right.
Yeah, it's getting very, very sad to me, and I'm not going to say, of course it affects me. This is a very, very difficult time for me. But anyway, for all of us to watch this, but I will tell you, if you're listening and you're in with that group, you better be careful. The ending is never good. I give you my word, and that's not just out of the Bible. The ending is never good. You know, I wanted to end with a song. I have to, I know me. Well, melodies, you know, they're important. You know me with my songs. Yesterday morning, I was listening to, it's a pre-church thing that's on Joy Station, and Phil Wickman came on with a song I've heard once before, and I called a friend, and she'd up been listening too. And I believe that the words never meant more to me than they do now. And I have never put the words on here because I don't have them all. It's a new song. It's called Jesus Christ, My Living Hope. And what he states in that song, and I don't particularly like his other songs, but when he sings this, it's like he's in another, he's absolutely filled with the Holy Ghost. And you can download it because you're going to learn in these days, God is our hope. Without him, America doesn't have a chance. With him, we have every chance in the world. So if you can download that, it's by Phil Wickman, Jesus Christ, My Living Hope. But in the meantime, keep the hope, everyone. We know what's wrong and right. We're going to stick together, and all is going to work out well in the end.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Captain, and God bless you, and God bless this wonderful nation.
All righty, Miss Rosemary, to prayer intercessor. We'll be right back. Kathy?
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, and this portion of the program brought to you by my good friends at Relief Factor. Yes, I do take Relief Factor. I take it twice a day, and once in a while, I have to take it a third time, like I did Saturday night. And Saturday night, I went to an event. I decided to wear my fancy rattlesnake boots. And wouldn't you know, just like clockwork, my left ankle started to swell up. I could feel it inside the boot. It started to throb. It got very uncomfortable. Started to walk with a bit of a limp, and it just was not pretty. So I didn't have any Relief Factor with me. So I took a couple of Aleve. That's what I did have with me. That helped a little bit, but it didn't take the swelling down. Well, when I got home, I took two Relief Factor. And within 30 minutes, the swelling in my left ankle and leg was gone. G-O-N-E, gone. That's why I take Relief Factor, amongst other things. Plus the fact it gets rid of the pain that I suffer from with arthritis, which is everything from the ankle all the way up to the neck. And I'm not exaggerating. Because of all the different injuries that I've had along the way serving my country in the military as well as in the fire service. And that's what happens, you know. Sometimes people do things that they don't think about and they wind up getting hurt, but it is what it is and you don't worry about getting hurt because you're trying to save another life. But anyway, let me suggest to you that you try the 3-week, 1995 quick start with Relief Factor to see what it will do for you. It works for me. It just might work for you too. So, the website to go to, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. You order the 1995 quick start, and you don't have to do anything. If you like it, it'll just automatically go to automatic shipping. But if it doesn't work for you, then just cancel it and boom, nothing ventured, nothing gained except a $20 bill. But I keep hearing from a whole bunch of people that are thanking me for telling them about the product. They're doing very well. It's working for them in various forms and things. One person said in 2 weeks their problems were gone. So they're totally sold. And with me, they're not gone, but they're controllable. And once in a while, when they come back, I just take an extra packet of Relief Factor, and boom, takes care of me, like Saturday night. So, ReliefFactor.com/Captain, ReliefFactor.com/Captain. Now, we're hearing about all sorts of things with the Democrats. By the way, this shooter in Dayton, again, I'm going to repeat what I know about him, and I'm not going to mention the name. It does not matter to me. I don't care what his name is. But he had a hit list and a rape list, and twice he was suspended from high school for targeting his classmates, once with a hit list, once with a rape list. And he threatened to do bodily harm to them. Obviously, rape is something that's not anything other than a forcible, it's a crime. It's a freaking felony in most cases, because you're beating up on a woman or whatnot to take advantage of her. And that was bad enough. But then a hit list and some of his classmates, but we know why. He was one of these people that subscribed to a satanic, demonic, cult-type environment. And we know that. So here's what, and by the way, we also know he was a supporter of Elizabeth Warren, and he had made a comment on one of his postings that he just wished people of Joe Biden's generation would just go away. His words, not mine. Now, this is what Russ Priebus on the Laura Ingraham show had to say about the Democrats and some of their debate tactics.
What these Democrats are doing is taking the voters in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, who may not like everything Trump does, but they're looking at these Democrats and they're saying, I don't like everything Trump does, but these people are crazy. And I talked to people today that represent farmers across America, and I asked them, are farmers sticking with Trump? Because we're talking about the China trade deal, and they're nervous about it. They need an end user. They've got crops in the field. They're sticking with Trump. They like what he's doing. They know that they need to take this fight to China. And I asked the question, why are they sticking with Trump if they're nervous about the China deal? Because they think the Democrats are crazy. And the Democrats are killing themselves with these debates. And I think that the winner tonight, as I started this thing from the beginning, Trump's the winner.
Trump was the winner in that debate. Now, let me just tell you something. The 99% have gotten a bigger pay raise. American workers' paychecks rose 4.5% in 2017, and they rose 5% in 2018. Anybody else that tells you they didn't doesn't know what they're talking about, because they haven't looked in the right place. Now, political discourse nowadays is enough to depress anybody, and the media doesn't help by ignoring good economic news. Instead, they report anything that's negative. But for most Americans, workers' wages are growing much faster than previously reported. You are not being told that workers' paychecks have risen 4.5% back in 2017 and 5% last year in 2018. By the way, on Friday, the Bureau of Labor Statistics released a report, 157,288,000 new jobs were created in July. This was a record for the month of July. Because normally in July, they don't add as many jobs. And it also held the unemployment rate firm at 3.7%, which is a near half-century low. Now, the president also went to Jamestown to speak at William & Mary in Williamsburg, Pennsylvania. I've been there. It's quite the place. He commemorated the first meeting of the House of Burgesses in a small wooden church in nearby Jamestown, Virginia. Again, it's all about real America when you go there. And the president also last week, and we, the first responders of 9/11/2001, thank him so much for this. The president also signed a bill that ensured that the fund to compensate the victims of September 11, 2001, those terror attacks, never runs out of money. And the reason that's a good thing is because we've got guys 15, 16, 17 years later coming down with problems that have been seated inside them since they were at the first, they were at the World Trade Center, from sucking down all the fumes, all the toxins, all the stuff they sucked down, because some moron, and I'll use the word lightly, some moron said, oh, you can wear those plastic hospital masks and you'll be just fine. No, 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 no. Everybody needed to be wearing air respirators, similar to what they wear when they spray chemical materials with the filters and two sides of the thing that you put over your nose so that you don't have to breathe and suck that stuff down without the proper filtration. Everybody should have had those on, and they didn't. And they didn't. And addressing the numerous 9/11 first responders who have died, we've lost over 2,000 people that they've kept records on since September 11th that have died because of all the stuff they picked up at the World Trade Center, wherever they were at. They haven't even been counted. They have not even been counted. That's why it was so important to get this done. And, of course, we've heard about the Canadian drugs for quite a while. I know somebody that makes a living with Canada Meds, or I think that's what they call it. But the Trump administration announced plans to allow the importation of drugs from other countries, including Canada, which was one way that they could lower the cost of prescriptions. And it also ends the freeloading when it comes to foreign drugs, where people go over to Europe, they do this, they do that. They don't have to do that anymore if we allow those cheaper medications to come into the country. Now, there are some people that say, well, some of this is generic and it may not be the same. Okay, I'm willing to bet you that the people that are saying it are with our pharmaceutical companies here in the United States. Just me. But what do I know? But anyway, it was all really good to see the things that I just mentioned with the president definitely standing in to do what needed to be done. Now, what do you think about Joe Biden at the Democratic debate talking about eliminating coal, fracking, fossil fuels? You think that's helped him in the polls here in the last week? Well, we're about to find out today. We'll find out later today, and I'll have it tonight for you on the radio show what's going on, because Biden is still the lead in our clubhouse, but I'll bet you after making that statement that he might not be quite as high as he was before. And oh, by the way, Elizabeth Warren picking up room. Kamala Harris may have dropped a little bit. Bernie looks like he's picking up some stuff, and who knows? Tulsi Gabbard looks like she had a good week. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to bring the Senate back early for an emergency session following the mass shootings in Ohio and Texas.
I'm here tonight to say that Majority Leader McConnell should once and for all do the right thing, gavel the Senate into an emergency session so we can take immediate action on the bipartisan, already passed House bill that will close the loopholes that allow people who shouldn't have guns to have them.
And now, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is recovering at home in Kentucky after suffering a shoulder fracture in a fall this afternoon. McConnell tripped on his outdoor patio at his Louisville home and has been treated and released after getting medical attention. David Popp, a spokesman, said the 77-year-old McConnell is working from home in Louisville and will continue working there for a few days. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our first Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. And the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, and the other one right here in our backyard in Clearwater, Florida. And here's more about the National Aviation Academy and what they can do for you.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, again, the National Aviation Academy helps you out because if you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere with no chance for the future, a pay raise or promotion, if you can possibly lift a wrench or a screwdriver or a hammer, if you know electronics or communications, if you've ever put together a model airplane, guess what? You are a candidate to become an aviation maintenance tech. Now, you will start out at a minimum of $50,000 a year. You could start out as high as $60,000, but you had the potential the very first year to make more than that.
Now, check out the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., the other in Clearwater, Florida, because in 14 months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, all you got to do is check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Tell them you want to take the tour. Or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080, and tell them the captain sent you. It will turn your career or give you a career that's second to none. Well, with the United States officially withdrawing from the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Agreement, it's kicking off the possibility of a new arms race between the U.S. and Russia. Now, the reason for that is because the U.S. is already planning to resume missile testing as soon as later this summer, perhaps September, early October, although Russia is no longer the main target. And the U.S. will most likely try to counter China now, a rival that's estimated to have one of the most advanced conventional missile arsenals in the world. Maybe we're going to do some moving around over in the, South China Sea. We'll see. Now, the Navy has ordered a probe into the actions of the Judge Advocate General Corps' leaders in a sweeping series of measures that was announced. The Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral John Richardson, dismissed all charges against the SEAL officer charged with covering up war crimes, stopping the ongoing probe of another special operator petty officer, and ordered a comprehensive investigation into the performance of Navy JAG leaders. There is something brewing in the Navy, and it's not going to be pretty, with the Chief of Naval Operations putting his finger on the pulse to find out what the heck is going on. Now, after an alarming increase, and boy, I hate to talk about this, but it's true, after an alarming increase in suicide rates in the U.S. Air Force in 2019, the Chief of Staff, General Dave Goldfein, has ordered all wings to stand down, as he did, for one day, and focus on the resiliency and suicide prevention. Now, different wings are taking different days to do this. Some started last weekend. Some are going to start the early part of this week. But eventually, everybody will take at least one day off to sit back and discuss whatever it is that's transpiring. Now, we get it. Things get bad. People get desperate. But there's always a better way out than committing suicide. Now, the Trump administration right now, which is preparing to withdraw about 3,000 troops from Afghanistan in exchange for concessions from the Taliban, including a ceasefire and a renunciation of the Al-Qaeda movement as part of the initial deal to end the nearly 18-year-old war in Afghanistan. What's going to happen there, you say? Well, I don't know. Can you believe or trust the Taliban? I really have my doubts. Really have my doubts. By the way, the U.S. Senate sent the president a $2.7 trillion budget plan with roughly $45 billion more in military funding over 2 years. Despite the complaints from fiscal conservatives, the measure would raise the federal deficit. By the way, when they come back in September from their month-long five-week vacation, they'll be dealing with the specific spending programs and the exact amounts of money that the different branches of government are going to get. Now, not to forget about things going on in the world in which we live, the U.S. right now is trying to talk to North Korea. Our Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, is in constant communications with his counterpart over there, and it looks like as if there may be some progress being made. However, if North Korea continues to fire unidentified projectiles twice a week, which that's what it was last week, into the sea off its eastern coast, in its third weapons test in just over a week, then maybe things might not go very well. But so far, they're short-range missiles. They don't really mean a lot. However, if they were pointed towards South Korea, they'd mean a whole lot, right? Right. Now, the Islamic State remains a global threat despite losing their once vast territory held in Syria and Iraq. I told you last week about at least 1,000 fighters that have assembled in Mosul. They are there. We know they're there. Plus, there are underground cells and the expansion of militants in new areas like Africa, like Afghanistan, like Pakistan. Yep, Pakistan, that wonderful friend and neighbor of ours that believes in doing the right thing all the time. Sure they do. Sure they do. But we'll see what happens, because Afghanistan's military and police forces strength numbers have fallen now to the lowest level since 2015 when NATO's Resolute Support mission began. So what do we do now? They can't seem to keep enough people in their military to do whatever. So enter the private contractors. Enter the private contractors. They will be there. They're already there, but we only have, I believe we have around 10 or 12,000, something like that there, but they will be there, and more will be coming. Now, the U.S. Strategic Command boss, General John Hyten, this week suggested the Air Force can do more to draw nuclear engineering expertise from its reserve component to avoid an over-reliance on private industry. We'll wait to see what the results will be there. And just to answer a caller's question, he was challenging where I got the numbers and the numbers on the pay checks, this, that, and the other. Well, it came from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the federal government's Bureau of Labor Statistics, and the Wall Street Journal, and CNS News, three different sources all saying the same thing. America workers' paychecks rose 4.5% in 2017 and 5% in 2018. Now, I myself personally have done nothing. Nothing. And suddenly, for some strange reason, all of a sudden, my light is turning a lot greener, if you get my drift. And I guess I'm in the right place at the right time. And oh, by the way, you don't think gun stocks aren't going to go up this week? Believe me when I tell you, they are going to go up, because there'll be another serious gun grab announced by the Democrats. And, I was shooting yesterday morning early. I went over to just to, you know, squeeze off a few rounds at my favorite shooting range over, down the road from me. And they were swamped at 10:30 in the morning with people standing at the counter checking out rifles, shotguns, pistols. I mean, every sales rep was busy, and they were doing a booming little job. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
If you talk, your name will hear you every single time. Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm East Bound, just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some devil mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go, and a short time to get there.
All righty, Jerry Reeve, an old friend in the front seat, and he's chasing the bandit and frog, and they're up there just riding around in that cloud somewhere, all that noise you hear up there. By the way, maybe when you hear a thunderstorm sometime with the bolts of lightning coming down, that could be old Jerry Reed and Fred up there in the truck. Anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J near you. And remember, it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Stop by Pilot and Flying J. See how good they can be. Tell them the captain sent you. Might have put a free cup of coffee. Now,
Severe thunderstorms are possible from Nebraska through Iowa and into southern Minnesota and Wisconsin all day today. Matter of fact, we got some weather headed that way right now. And large hail, damaging winds are the main threats. In the southwest, however, very, very, very excessive high heat warnings, temperatures 110, 115 degrees. We'll tell you all about that here in a minute. But also, you're going to have some weather in Hawaii. Now, to our listeners in Pearl Harbor listening to us over there in our affiliate, Tropical Cyclone Plasi is, as you probably already know, following up on Eric, and it's bringing you some heavy rain, high surf, and large swells for the next couple of days. So be careful out there. We don't want to read about you. And a big shout-out to the Navy and the Marines and the Army and the Air Force at Pearl Harbor. We appreciate you guys and girls very much. All right, here we go. Let's go to the bad weather first. North Dakota into Minnesota, we have a line of severe thunderstorms. We have flash flood watches and warnings up right now for central Nebraska around Bismarck, central North Dakota. In Nebraska, it's kind of a hit or miss deal. It looks like you got some rain in the area around Omaha. South Dakota, you got some showers in the eastern part of South Dakota, but all that is moving to the east, and part of it is in Minnesota right now. Now, Fargo, you're under the gun. Moorhead, you're under the gun. Going over to the east, it's inward now. It's moved in about 30 to 40 miles into Wisconsin, headed towards the Twin Cities, looks like. I don't know when it'll be there. It's not moving all that fast, so maybe 2, maybe 3 hours or thereabouts. Maybe daylight is when you might see some of that. So be advised, there is rain headed your way. Could be some severe weather, too. Now, more rain, of course. Missouri's getting some scattered showers, as is parts of Kansas and parts of the western part of Kentucky tonight. Looks like they've got some weather that's brewing, as well as on the South Carolina, North Carolina line, northeastern South Carolina and southeastern North Carolina. Now, we do have some poor air quality to report in Nashville, Tennessee, pretty much straight up into the middle part of Kentucky and south of Indianapolis, Indiana, down towards Lafayette. You definitely have got some poor air quality conditions there. Also, going out to the Texas Metroplex, Dallas, you've got some poor weather conditions there. Catwoman and Road Dog, you might want to leave the air conditioner turned on and shut the vent, if you know what I mean. Now, let's go out to Arizona and Nevada and the desert portions of California. Now, we're going to have temperatures today between 110 and 115. These are actual temperatures. These are not temperatures that have the heat index. You can add the heat index to that if you want. I don't really want to. Las Vegas is going to be hotter than a firecracker. On over and down into the high desert, down towards Barstow and Kingman, Arizona, from Phoenix west all the way to Yuma, all the way to Needles, whether you're on I-10 or I-8. You've got across the central high desert of California into about Ontario, looks like, or certainly San Bernardino, you're going to have some high heat warnings there. Even in San Diego, the temperatures are going to be higher than normal, and you'll have some heat indexes approaching 100 degrees or thereabouts there as well. Temperatures will be around 90, which is unusual for San Diego, but not today. And then you've got some poor air qualities up to the north and the east of Los Angeles and headed up towards Fresno area, and then you've got near the central part, western part of of Oregon, you've got some poor weather conditions, and Seattle south in that little area there, that little pocket, some poor weather conditions. Now, your Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Pull in there, check them out, see what they got. That's a lot more than just your daddy's old average truck stop anymore. Flying J's a really good location to stop at there. And don't forget, also, the pilots are set up the same way. Some of the pilot travel centers are really, really nice. All right, joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good Monday morning to you.
Good morning.
It's a morning, but it's not a morning that we like to talk about all that much because of everything that transpired this weekend. Now, let me just kind of size it up, and then I'll let you go at it. We had, first of all, El Paso and that horrible scene there. They did catch the guy, thank God, so maybe we'll find out a little something more than what we already know. But then in Dayton, that guy, he went in there with 100-round magazines. He had two of them that we know of on him. And he got off over 50 shots to begin with. 30 seconds from the time he started, they took him out. And it's a damn good thing they did, because if he'd gotten in that restaurant, there would have been 50 casualties additional to what they already had.
Correct.
So, your turn.
Well, I mean, we clearly have evil out there. And I would say that the experts on profiling these criminals really need to give some broad testimony to some, you know, committee of Congress here, because
yeah. Mm-hmm.
we need to understand there's a pattern. Congress wants to legislate in some ways, but I guess we need to understand, how do you legislate evil?
Mm-hmm.
Where is there a law that prevents evil from happening? Because I don't know if it can be done. But having said that,
yeah,
I want to give some very high praise, certainly to the first responders in both locations.
Yep.
More than that, I'd like to give some high praise to the medical staff.
Yep.
Because they see things that we shouldn't have. The other one is the staff that the law enforcement has to bring in to do the forensics.
Yep.
Because, I mean, in both cases, we still have bodies on the floors.
Still do. Mm-hmm.
And that is a horrible job to have to do for law enforcement. So we have to just stop and think about not just, I mean, those that have to clean up this mess. And I can't even imagine.
Well, at least in Dayton, they did get it cleaned up, and they did open up again for business last night in that area of Dayton. But I'm not sure about the Walmart. All right,
yeah,
well,
I think the Walmart's going to be there a lot.
All right, here comes the music. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more. And by the way, you heard me talk about Cloudflare. I just got an ad sent to me about Cloudflare bot mitigation. Not even on a bad day, folks. Not with what I know now. All right, Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.